Welcome to Women Leading the Way radio show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations, and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Lisa McNeely, your host for Spotlight on Recruiting. I'm happy to welcome back our leading lady, Christy Schutz. Christy, with her 20 years experience working with Fortune 500 and multinational organizations and nonprofit, is a guru in employer branding, recruitment advertising, and corporate communications. Christy and I have worked side by side at a recruitment advertising firm, and I am so excited to have her here today as we discuss the best use of video to attract job seekers. So, Christy, thanks again for being here.
Thank you. What a nice welcome. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, you've earned every bit of it. So today, our topic today is, you know, attracting more job seekers through video. And video, it's not a new realm. But it continues to gain in popularity. I think, you know, stats that I had found is, you know, 500 million hours of video are watched on YouTube each day, and that YouTube has, you know, over a billion users. So it's growing and continuing to grow. And I think, you know, given COVID-19, you know, we're seeing more use of video, including it's replacing, you know, some in-person interviews. It's being used to onboard employees. And, you know, and it continues to be used to attract job seekers. And like we had said, you know, this is what we're going to focus on for the next 30 minutes. So, Christy, let's just jump right in. So tell me, you know, how is video being used to attract job seekers today?
Well, like you said, video is a hot topic. It's a way that people like to engage with content. In fact, 80% of internet traffic was video traffic, and that was a stat in 2019. And I have to imagine it's a lot higher even now, just like you said, for the reasons you mentioned with COVID-19. And also, I don't know about you, Lisa, but I tend to go down the rabbit hole where I'll watch a video, then I'll watch another video, and before you know it, time has lapsed somehow and in some sort of space-time continuum, and I lost time watching video. So I just think that's actually an issue that a lot of people run into, so why not leverage that for recruitment too? So I think human resources organizations are using video to do a lot of things for their organization. They're providing realistic job previews, so giving people a glimpse into what the job entails. It's enhancing their job posting. So just instead of just having, maybe that quick synopsis about a job, why not show people a little bit about the job? It's giving viewers a peek into the company and even really like a glimpse or taste of the culture of that organization. Another way of seeing video being used is if they're hiring for people out of market or there's relocation involved, they can even highlight what it's like to live in a specific area. I've seen some videos where they're even doing location tours. So let's say their office has a lot of nice amenities or perks. It's a great way to showcase those things or even talk about specific projects that a team or the organization is working on. And really, I think it's just a great way to talk about what it's like to work at your organization and what makes you different or distinct from other companies. So there's a lot of ways to leverage it, and I think it's a really important topic. So I'm glad we're talking about it today.
You know, there's so many great examples that you just went through. And if people didn't catch them, there's always going to be a recording of this so you can catch them on the recast. I think that, you know, especially like the relocation, that is huge because I think that's one of the big things because it's not only, you know, who your targeting your job seeker, but their family, their spouse, you know, sometimes their parents, and to be able to mm-hmm. like just have a video in general. And I'm thinking even of like college recruiting right now. They're mm-hmm. doing their tours, you know, via video. So I think, you know, amazing stuff. There's amazing stuff here. So, and I know that Christy and I had worked on, we worked on a project together with an organization that they had so much goodness that they were doing, and they wanted to put some video together, and that was some of the things that we, you know, we had kind of worked on, and they had already had a video, but it was very lengthy. I think in total, Christy, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it, when we did the test, it was like nine, when we went through it, was like 9 minutes long or something. Which is, you know, you want to keep, and we'll get into this, but that's a long time for a job seeker to sit and watch a video. But we've, you know, we broke it down to say, hey, you know, here's your company mission and, you know, products and services. They did, here's the life in the role, because it was, we targeted a video specifically for one of their high volume positions. And then, you know, they had a dedication to hiring veterans and military spouses. So, you know, break that out and put that as a video. And we talked about, like, you know, they did charitable giving, and that was another one that we're like, we need to really highlight that charitable giving that you're doing, mm-hmm. Because that's part of your DNA and that's part of your culture, and that's going to attract job seekers into the organization. And so I think, you know, we ended up being able to snip that video down in from 9 minutes into little snippets based on, you know, all of the different things that they were doing, just breaking it out.
So and that makes it a lot easier to digest, obviously, in the end, than a 9-minute video with everything all at once. So,
right. And the other thing too is you got to consider, and we'll talk about this too, but consider your audience, because some of the information that's in there, I mean, if it's 9 minutes hidden in the middle, I may not catch it because I don't watch it. But also, you know, I may not really care about the relocation, you know, the location piece, because I live here, so I don't need to see that part of the video. So. You know, we kind of talked about it already, but Christy, you know, just if I needed to get, you know, people on board to say, hey, we need to start doing some video in our recruiting, you know, what are the benefits of using video in recruiting? What are some of the talking pieces that I can use to, you know, convince, you know, my group that, hey, this is what we need to be doing?
That's a great question. So, I mean, ultimately, I think I would remind people who are helping to make this decision that people remember stories. They remember stories more than they just remember factoids or bullets or, you know, some of the content that maybe you are also using to promote your jobs or your organization. So what better storytelling tool is there than video? Looking at some quick stats, you know, it's a fact that people recall more in video than when they read. It's 65% of what we see versus 15% of what we read. So that's a pretty telling statistic that's really makes a case for video. And looking at some of the other real practical things, like search engine optimization will improve, especially if you add video to your job descriptions. We've seen anywhere from a 25 to 75% increase in SEO traffic on job descriptions that had video. So basically what that's saying is Google is rewarding you with SEO traffic when you have job descriptions with video. So it's saying, you know, this is going to be more relevant content for people who are searching for those jobs. It also increases the time that is spent on the career site versus them breezing through content and, you know, just trying to digest the stuff that they're reading. Video shows that there can be up to a 37% increase in time that's spent on the career site when there are videos that they're consuming in it. I think it goes back to that rabbit hole I was just talking about, where you just start watching something, it's compelling, you like it, and so you keep on watching. And that's great. That's great news for employers who are trying to get people engaged with their organization. I also think more people will share the content. I saw one stat that showed that video generates an amazing 1,200% more shares than text and images combined. So when you look at that, I mean, you want people to be out there being proponents of your organization, even if they don't necessarily work for you. If they see something that's compelling, a video that they like, something that you know, a vibe they can align with, or even like we were talking about, like charitable giving, and then be able to say, hey, look at this cool company that does this great thing, and sharing that out to other people that they know. That's a great tool for you, and a good low-cost way to get the word out. Also, as you know, most people are on their mobile devices. Oh, go ahead.
No, sorry, excuse me. I just wanted to, because I wanted to jump in on that, the 1,200. I mean, that's insane. That's an insane number.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, and as far as the shares, it just made me think of a statistic that I had read of just about email. Just think about, like, when someone sends you, like, a job description through email or a job posting through email. Hey, I saw this job description, and it's just like a link, and it's this huge, which we've talked about job postings and descriptions in the past, but a lot of times it's like multiple bullets, lots of text, but how cool it would be if it was just a video, like a video that I could watch for like 30 seconds that tells me about this job. I would more apt to watch that video than spend the time skimming through, this posting, this text of information. And I know that for the email, I think if you just put video in the email line there, and I wish I could think of the stat right now, but it was kind of crazy. And I think it was, if you put video in the subject line, just merely putting it in there, the click-through increased 13%.
Yeah, because people have time
like
to watch a quick video. Yeah, they have time to watch a quick video. You're more apt to open it up and check it out than, like you said, read. Click a link or have to go down some sort of path. If the video's there, you can just click it and get and take in the, you know, consume the information in a really easy way.
Right, and share it.
And,
because I'm more apt to share it, right? Because that's what you said.
Yeah, exactly.
So
another thing to think about is that video is great for mobile. And I always want to bring this up because I think as recruiters or employer organizations, we're on our desktop, we're in email, we're even maybe on social channels on our desktop, but a lot of job seekers are on mobile as they learn about organization, as they research organizations. So video is a really easy way to get content across on mobile devices. I saw a stat that said mobile video usage has increased by 10 million daily viewing minutes in the last few years, and of course that's growing. So, you know, we are always trying to think about how can we make our career content easily digestible for someone on their mobile device, and video is the great answer for that.
So cool. All right. So you talked about authentic storytelling. So what are, you know, some best practices? How can organizations really engage with their audience? What are the steps, you know, what things should they consider when they're trying to create that content?
Well, I think you need to start by asking yourself some key questions. I think you need to stop and ask yourself, who is the video for? So what audience group are you hoping to capture with this video? What do you think they want to know about you? What do you want them to know about you? And then ultimately and really importantly, what makes you different as an organization? Like what will differentiate you from your competitors for that particular audience group? So, you know, whether it's one of your high volume areas or a specialized area where you're doing a lot of project work and it's exciting work, think about all those key questions. Who's going to be watching it? What are they going to want to know? What do you want them to know? And then what makes you different from other organizations? And from there, I think you can put together a content plan. So I'm not suggesting that you script your video. Please do not script your video because we want this to be conversational. I think it is smart to outline some key talking points that you want your videos to cover, but ultimately they should be just ideas or talking points. I would never recommend that you script something. And then from there, you know, have somebody take it from there and put this video together. Have them introduce themselves, make sure they're covering the points you want to make. keep it fun and short, and ultimately, and most importantly, end with some sort of call to action. So either it's about, you know, come here to learn more information about this, or click on this site to apply, or if you want to hear more about this project, like have a end call to action where they can get more information or engage further with your organization after they watch the video.
Really good. Really good. All right. So we're going to take a moment here for a quick sponsor break, and we'll come right back.
Thank you, Lisa. Women Lead Radio is brought to you today by Connected Women of Influence and our partner, Microsoft. Our mission at Microsoft is to empower every person, every organization on the planet to achieve more. We believe technology is a powerful force for good, and we're working to foster a sustainable future where everyone has access to the benefits and opportunities created by technology. Microsoft believes technology can and should be a force for good, and that meaningful innovation can and will contribute to a brighter world in big and small ways. So thank you for your support, Microsoft, and to all our sponsors and partners. And now back to you, Lisa.
Thank you. So we're talking about authentic storytelling and creating your content for video. And I think, you know, we just talked about, like, you want the content and your stories, you want them to be authentic. So they should be coming from your employees. And, you know, Christy, so how can we encourage our employees or interns to feel comfortable sharing their stories?
So I think this kind of builds on the last point we were just making, in that you've fleshed out some talking points or some goals that you want this video to cover, all those things we just mentioned. And so now you're going to prepare your employee to make this video. One great way to start is maybe give them an engaging question to answer that's going to sort of align with what you're trying to accomplish with the video. So versus them try to come up with the words, or what am I going to say here, or how do I even start, maybe if you give them a question to answer, it's a little bit easier, and it can help lead the content of that video. And then another thing I would suggest is to give them some basic parameters around the video. So, again, reminding them that this doesn't have to be long. Literally 30 seconds to 2 minutes is fine. So if they have a fairly quick answer to that question, that's okay. Maybe give them some guidance on what they should wear, what type of environment they should be in. Sometimes we have clients who are doing some editing work on those videos where they want to be able to add, like, the actual, say, text of the question or a logo or something to that effect, so you can tell them where you want their face or body to be in the overall picture of the video, and then just let them go. I mean, I think a lot of people are getting a lot more comfortable with video, as you mentioned at the beginning of our conversation. A lot of us are getting used to seeing our shiny, happy faces on Zoom or all these other platforms that we're using to stay connected. So I think people are a little less apprehensive than they used to be. And if you've got that cheat sheet or that checklist that covers some of these items, I think they're more prepared and they'll take the guesswork out of it. And I think another thing, which probably goes without saying, but I'll say it anyways, is if you think you've got someone who's going to be really afraid to be in front of the camera, well, find someone who isn't. I'm sure there are people that you know within your organization that would be really good candidates for these videos, because you know their personality, you know they're vibrant and vivacious and extroverted. So, and maybe you follow them on LinkedIn or other social media channels, and you know that they're putting video content out there. Well, those are the folks that you need to tap on the shoulder to ask to help you with these videos, because they've obviously got somewhat of a comfort level. And also, maybe you know some people in the organization who are just great storytellers. Those are also people you want to think about. And I've also seen some companies conducting sessions where they're helping people get more comfortable with storytelling. So there's more you can look into online, or organizations that can help you with, getting your employees comfortable with storytelling.
No, I like that. I had actually heard something similar. So you know, as far as like the storytelling that, you know, it's part, and it part of actually, it's kind of part of employee engagement as well and trying to engage with people online. But what they're doing is, you know, you're coming in, you know, Monday morning and you're doing your, you know, your Zoom call. And the question is, you know, how was everybody's weekend? But they're taking it kind of one step further and they're asking every employee to, hey, on Monday's call, I want you to, you know, bring a subject to talk about, you know, whatever it is. It could be a book they read. It could be something that's going on, you know, in the organization, something, just something that they allow the employees to kind of talk about and tell a story and tell their experience with it. And, you know, so you're kind of killing two birds with one stone, right? You're doing your employee engagement and also you're encouraging your employees to feel that they can share their stories. And with that, they get a little bit more comfortable being behind that camera.
Making your meetings less boring, right? I mean,
right,
exactly.
And who doesn't want a non-boring meeting? Who doesn't want that?
Yeah, exactly.
And I love the idea of a cheat sheet and a checklist. I think that is kind of a key thing, especially because we're working from home. So if you're putting these videos together, it's a lot different when you're in the office and someone else can video it for you. But these are things you're going to be asking your employees to do, you know, a lot of them from a virtual type environment. So I think that cheat sheet is such a great idea. And then you can make sure that, like you said, that the content that you're getting is going to fit to what, you know, you need to utilize. And I think, you know, simple things like, hey, clean the camera lens, you know, wear this color clothing. Maybe, you know, it's clothing. And I know that we've talked about it with Connected Women of Influence, that, you know, the colors to match your brand and, you know, something, you know, just the cheat sheet, the list of all of the things, all of the questions. And I love that idea. And I think it, you know, it's smart and help you get some really good content. So, Christy, since the 2000s, you know, we had talked about this. Video has been around since the 2000s. And, you know, we would do videos that were really high produced, you know, very, you know, beautiful. And sometimes, you know, their companies would hire actors to come in and, you know, do these videos. And I know that over the course of time, that has evolved. So, you know, I think, you know, we've already talked about it needs to be your employees. It needs to be authentic. You know, how has it evolved over time, the use of video for attracting your job seekers?
Well, you're right, Lisa. So I've been on video shoots for some of my clients that were like in the Fortune 10, and they had camera crews. You know, people shooting from multiple angles. I mean, really beautiful, highly produced work. And it is fun to be part of that. And if your organization has the ability to do that, that's great. But not many clients do, because we're talking about investments in the tens of thousands of dollars, at least, to get those sort of things done. But what we're finding is that gritty, low-tech video approach actually happens to be more successful, especially in the recruitment space, because it just sounds less like the organizational pitch or, you know, company speak, and more authentically, you know, about what other employees think about that organization. So actually, the low tech, you know, your smartphone, a microphone, maybe a tripod would be the extent of the investment I think you'd need to make in terms of equipment, and to keep it just authentic and simple, really, because that's what's going to ring more true and more real to the viewer, is if it's not something that's so flashy and highly produced.
Good. So how many videos should an organization have? And I'm actually giving you a double question. So let's just start with there. So how many videos should a company have in their kind of their arsenal?
Well, this is a good question. And I think this is where people get stuck, because they're like, okay, great. Yeah, I get it. We need videos. But I don't know that I have the resources, especially now, to put out, you know, this whole bank of content. There's a million subjects we'd like to do videos about. I don't even know where to start. it can get overwhelming. And what I would say is don't let yourself get overwhelmed, because even organizations that do have a lot of video content, they didn't have it all at once. It's something that happened over time. It's content that they curated over time. So I would say maybe try to start with two or three videos and try to build on that quarterly. And I think every organization, if you look at maybe two to three videos per quarter, that's one video per month. I think you can do that. I don't think that's going to stretch your team too much, even if you're going to be doing something a little bit more edited together or produced. I think that would give you plenty of time. And then it also doesn't get overwhelming to the teams who are trying to manage these projects. Give yourself a break. No organization comes to the table with a bank of, you know, dozens and dozens of videos right out of the gate.
So, you know, we kind of talked, you led right into what my next question is, and that's the type of content that should be highlighted. We kind of talked about this a little bit in the beginning, but, you know, even if we just go, you know, a little bit more specific, you know, kind of talk about what video types, the content that people could do.
So I have some initial suggestions. The first thing would be to look at your immediate recruiting goals. So are there any specific functions, positions, groups, or even maybe markets? Like there's a particular market where you're having a really hard time finding enough candidates. That's a good place to start. Look at where your most pressing recruiting goals are and focus on making a video for that particular team. Another question you can ask yourself, is there any problem areas about your brand or misconceptions about your brand that a video can help you address? Like an example would be maybe there's a rumor in the marketplace that you kind of pay on the low side for a given position, for a given type of role, but you actually offer your employees a lot of perks and amenities. Maybe you'd want to do a video about that and show them some of the things that you offer your employees and what that trade-off might look like. So I would ask yourself if there are any problem areas or any misconceptions that you want to try to address. Another great one is military recruiting. If you are an organization that targets veterans and or their spouses, that's a great video topic to put together. And also, right now, I would really recommend that you consider highlighting diversity and inclusion at your organization. Do you have employee resource groups, or are there maybe underrepresented groups that your company has made a goal to address in terms of your employee makeup that you're like going to directly try to address and try to show ways that your organization is inclusive? That would be another great video topic to address, to tackle.
Good, good. Well, and I know that, you know, when you talk about like recruiting goals, there's a technology organization that they had come out just last year, global organization, and said, you know, that they wanted to significantly change the company's diversity by making women account for 50% of their workforce and 40% of their leadership globally within the next decade. And I think, you know, and if I recall, it was like they currently were at like 30%. So that's a huge goal. And I know one of the things that they're doing is they're highlighting via video their commitment to attracting, retaining, and developing women. And one of their specific videos that, you know, I've seen, it's like a minute and a half long, and it talks to various women, both in leadership and then also those who are being mentored. And it talks about, you know, their internal development programs. And then it also talks about their Women in Action employee resource groups. So these type of videos, it has a positive effect both internally and externally. And I want to, you know, as far as like even the messaging to veterans in transitioning military. So both Christy and I are very, have, I guess, skin in the game. Christy's son, I hope you don't mind if I mention this, he served in the military.
Yeah, of course.
And then my husband also served in the military. And one of the things for transitioning military, for them to be successful in an organization, is that mentorship and that development, that kind of the buddy system, because they come mm-hmm. from a community where every, you know, they're in it together. The whole, you know, they have their other service members to rely on. And I know that, you know, for even one organization that my husband went to, one of the reasons he went there is because they said, hey, when you come in, we're going to partner you with, and at this organization, they had other military, to help you just kind of get used to the civilian, you know, working in a civilian organization. And I think, you know, just taking that and having stories that share, this is my experience, it's going to help, you know, your job seekers. It's going to make them say, wow, this is a great place and I want to be here. And then even for employees that may not know, you know, going back to the women, if they're, you know, perusing and they're like, hey, we have a video that we've sent out internally, but also it's up mm-hmm. on our, you know, career page, they learn about the different programs, especially when you're in a big organization, you know, like a global organization. So I think, you know, that's one of the things that, as you said, don't get overwhelmed, is there's a lot of times that you're actually doing video just for your employees, that you can actually turn that into videos for your job seekers. And I think it's, you know, just kind of thinking about, you know, all of those things you said, you know, what are our goals, you know, areas of problems, and, you know, just thinking about where you can, you know, retool these videos that you're putting out and how you can use them.
Yeah,
all right.
That's great.
So,
I think we've given some people some good ideas. So sort of videos are people are putting together.
So I think it's amazing. And so, Christy, I just have one quick question. I know we're about out of time, but just really quickly, when we talk about video for recruitment, career website, number one place people think to put it. Where else can it be shared?
Social media, definitely put it out on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, YouTube, obviously. A lot of job boards are broadening their range of content, so you can add video there. We talked about email already. You definitely want to leverage that. And you can even use, like, shorter video clips in rich media banners. So there's lots of options and ways you can get that media content out there.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, Christy, thank you for being our leading lady today and sharing your amazing insights.
Yes, thank you for having me. I hope everybody gets some good tips from this.
Definitely. So I want to give a special thanks to all our listeners, both in the U.S. and internationally. We'll be back again for another Women Lead Radio show Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific and Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific. The next Spotlight on Recruiting episode will be Monday, November 30th at 9 a.m. Pacific. Have a great week, everyone, and thanks.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.